The Leader's Way, written by His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Lawrence van den Meisenberg, and read by Nicholas Bell. The Leader's Way. Business, Buddhism, and happiness in an interconnected world. Part 1. Leading Yourself. The best way for a ruler to reign over his country is first of all to rule himself. Chapter 1. Taking the Right View. Some people have the mistaken impression that Buddhism leads only to passivity, to people forsaking this materialistic world and meditating in the forest. In truth, this kind of isolation is intended primarily for monks and nuns. As a philosophy, Buddhism does deal with classic philosophical questions. What is truth and how can we ascertain it? What is the purpose of life? What is this universe in which we dwell? What are human nature, duty and destiny? What is good and what is bad? But the main emphasis of Buddhism is specifically on taking the right actions. What should I do? The essence of Buddhism can be summed up in the two concepts of right view and right conduct. The right view is of no value if it does not lead to the right action, and taking the right action is obviously fundamental for the success of business. Leadership is about making decisions, and not just any decisions, the right ones. Leaders of global companies make decisions that affect thousands or even millions of people, and political leaders make decisions that affect tens of millions. Therefore, making the right decisions is all important, as incompetent decision-making can have disastrous effects. The Buddhist view is that a true leader is one who makes the right decisions. That depends on taking the right view and having what the Dalai Lama refers to as a calm, collected and concentrated mind. One that is peaceful, undisturbed by negative thoughts and emotions, trained and focused. The purpose of this chapter is to introduce some central concepts of Buddhist philosophy and to show how, when adopted, they can improve the quality of our lives and our organizations.